Jesus. Oh, I'm fighting a flu or a virus thing. I gotta share something really important with you. For all the new people, or even if you're the old people who never watched the video from a year ago, this is amazing. I wanna share some amazing revelation with you. Even though my voice is, you know, even though I'm weak, Jesus is strong. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Okay, let's just start with this. Man can make anything biblical. He can twist the scriptures to make anything biblical. That's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to teach us. He's the teacher. And to lead us into all truth. And the Holy Spirit will use the scriptures. Pharisees will use the scriptures. The enemy used the scriptures on Jesus in the wilderness. Okay. But he's our teacher. You're the one, you need to hear his voice through man, or hear his voice through the Bible, or hear his voice, period, because he leads you into all truth. You follow his voice, the voice of another won't follow. We're not going to follow a demon, even if they quote a scripture. Okay. So, Lord, we just welcome Holy Spirit. We welcome more life. We welcome the river of life to wash away all the death, wash away all double-mindedness, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for life. Wash away everything that's not of you so that everything that is of you can be watered with those same waters that wash away the darkness. Hallelujah. Okay. Yeah. Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. And if someone twists the scriptures, you'll just see that there's darkness on it. It's not life-giving. Like, Jesus is a life-giving spirit, so the scriptures should be life-giving. So anyways, the reason I posted that on my Facebook, someone blocked me instantly. This is not biblical. I just had to laugh, but... you know, we follow his voice. I read the entire New Testament. Well, actually, I was listening to it on my MP3 player, and I read Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I listened to the entire New Testament 3 times in 1 week. And I read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, like on the bus, as I was going to work. I had it on my MP3 player. I nearly died of boredom. It was so boring because it was works-based. It wasn't presence-pursuing-based. It wasn't hungry for God. It was just like I wanted to get my quote up. And I set this quote up. I wanted to go through the entire New Testament as much as I can in a week. And I got nothing out of it. I got zero revelation. Maybe it's an anchor for my soul that God will pull up later on in the future. But I tell you the truth, it was so boring. Because the Bible is a spiritual book. It's a relational book. And you don't read it like a newspaper. You meditate on it till the Holy Spirit reveals to you what the words mean. And to bring a contrast to that, I was at work, and I just had the audio Bible playing, and this intense hunger for the manifest presence of God came over me. Just not even for the presence, just hunger for God. I just want to know God. God, like, please, you know, I want to know what pleases you. What, you know, we're... What do you like? What do you want me to be? You know, just this hunger for God. And then, like, just hunger for God. My heart just exploded. And the audio Bible that I was listening to, it flipped on to John chapter 2. And it was like night and day. It was like Jesus was explaining to me, like the Holy Spirit was teaching me on 3 different levels of what the scriptures were actually saying, which was paradigm shift to where I was just trying to fill my head with information. Now it was like an intimate revelation between the Lord and me. And I'll tell you what he taught me after I tell you this other scripture in Luke. The disciples were walking on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus went over the scriptures with them, and then he made it as though he was going to go further. But the disciples said, you know, after all this stuff happened, they said, did not our hearts burn as he went over the scriptures with us? See, that's what opens the scriptures. Jesus opens the scriptures. The Bible even says that Jesus opened their understanding so that they can understand the scriptures. When your hearts burn for God, it burns away all forms of darkness that would block your mind, or block the mind of Christ, block your spirit, block you from understanding. He's the one who gives you spiritual understanding. So you just connect with Him tightly, and the understanding flows. Understanding comes easily to the lovers of God. And so yeah, they understood the scriptures because Jesus was right there, and He was speaking the word, and the words of life were just washing over the disciples, washing away everything that would harden their hearts. Because that's why they couldn't recognize Him in the first place, is because their hearts were hardened, because they didn't believe the reports of the women who said that they seen Jesus. You could check it all out in Luke chapter 21, I believe, I think. But anyways, this is what Jesus taught me. Because I have had this problem with like all these Pharisees, like filled with knowledge, and they can memorize the entire Bible, and still like there's no life. Like you can sit there and talk to them, but there's no, it's just like the knowledge of good and evil. There's no tree of life. There's no fruits of the Spirit manifesting. It's just information. And it doesn't bring me into an encounter with God. It's just information about God, but they just, it's kind of like you have all these theories of how to cast out a devil, but you've never cast out a devil. You know, it's just information about something, never having any experience. Life is experience. So this is what He taught me. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'll explain it to you the way He described it to me. John chapter 2. This is the King James, because that's what I was listening to back then. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. On the third day, let's start with that. Jesus said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. But this temple, He spoke of His body. They thought they were talking about the temples that you can see with the natural eyes. He's talking about the body of Christ. And look, it's been 2,000 years since, basically, you know, Jesus was crucified, and He's raising us all up collectively. Now, there's been some who just pop up, their roots, you know, pop out of the ground, and the branches come out, and fruit manifests. But this is a collective word. It's like, it's not just one person or a superstar anymore. I'll raise them up. Like, if you're in the body of Christ, you're going to be well aware where you sit. That's in Christ in heavenly places. Far above all the the stuff on the earth, because you're going to be manifesting where you sit into the earth to bring stillness to those storms, bring peace, you know, cleansing lepers, healing diseases, you know. This is something that's like we're stepping into it. There's going to be no more sickness, no more disease. I'm telling you this, even though I'm fighting like a virus right now. Who knows, maybe by the end of this video, this thing will fall off of me, because it is illegal. I rebuke viruses in Jesus' name. Get out of here, Satan. But this is good. Check it out. Because on the third day, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up. And He spoke of the temple of His body. Do you not know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? Verse 2. Both Jesus was called and His disciples to the marriage. It reminds me of the marriage supper of the Lamb. One thing about the marriage supper of the Lamb, a cool revelation that God spoke, like when I had my diapers on. I still have my diapers on, but I had like cloth diapers back then. I was just a brand new baby. And I got some deliverance, and the next day I was confused, so the youth pastor came over to my house and we worshiped God together. And as I had my guitar, we were just worshiping, the manifest presence of God came, and I saw a vision of this, like an oil lantern. It looked flat and had this thing. I've never seen that before, but somehow it looked like a kettle, you know, where you pour tea, but it was squished. And I've never seen that before. I just saw it as a vision, but I knew it was an oil lantern. So I said to the youth pastor, I said, I think I'm having a vision. I said, where's that oil about the virgins in the Bible? And then he flipped open his Bible. He knew his Bible really good. I didn't know the Bible very well at that time. And we read it, and he talked about the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins. This is really important. Oil, Holy Spirit. The five wise virgins had oil in their lamps. They could see. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, symbolically. The five foolish virgins said to the wise, "Give us of your oil." And the five wise virgins said, "Not so. Go to them who sell and, you know, get your own. They're not going to be enough for us and for you." And right away, we had the interpretation what that meant. It's like, you cannot bum the, you bum the anointing off other people, but your relationship with God is your relationship with God. Like, it's okay to sit under, like, you know, a pastor or a prophet or apostle or a son of God or someone just who's just speaking revelation and filling your life with, like, you know, so you can learn how to grow in the Spirit, but for a season. But like, your whole relationship, your mom can't save you, your dad can't, your pastor cannot even save you. You have to, like, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You have to pay the price to go to God yourself and have that relationship so you can get filled with the Holy Spirit yourself. It's okay to, like, you know, of course I go on YouTube and I watch everybody's sermon, man. Whoever has the most glory, I'll sit there and just drink in their words until I'm just, like, full and I'm just like, oh yeah, this is heaven on earth. But my relationship with God does not depend on them. I have to pay the price and go spend time with God myself, open my heart myself, so that He can fill me with oil, so that I can see. Because you can't depend on man, you gotta depend on God yourself. It's your relationship with God. It's foolish to put all your eggs in one basket on a ministry. It's wisdom to go to God yourself and build your own relationship with God so that you can hear what the Spirit is saying. And then when you recognize His voice in others, you'll recognize His voice when the apostles speak or the prophets speak or a teacher speaks or someone on YouTube speaks. It's your job to build your relationship with God so you can see. Who are you going to see? It's not the ministry or the minister. You want to see Jesus. You got to see Him. And you can see Him through other people. And you can see Him through the Scriptures. So, the revelation on that, the wise and the foolish, is just, yeah, pay the price. You know, don't bum anointing oil off of other people. Just go to God yourself. Come on, you're the light of the world. Go to God and get some oil for your lamp. And get set on fire so that you can understand the Scriptures. Hallelujah. I'll read verse 2 again. And both Jesus was called and His disciples to the marriage. And they wanted wine. Hallelujah, man. Hallelujah. They wanted wine. Oh, don't you want the wine of the Holy Spirit to fill you? I do. And they wanted wine. Listen, the mother of Jesus saith unto Him, they have no wine. Could you imagine being at a marriage and there's no wine at the marriage supper of the Lamb and there's no peace, there's no anointing or whatever? I'm just thinking this in the Spirit. You know, this is a natural wedding, but in the Spirit, what is He saying? There's no wine? Man, Jesus said unto her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come." He's like, say, are you trying to get me to manifest something before my hour has come to be manifest? His mother saith unto the servants, servants. That is a key right there. Servants. Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. That is 100% true wisdom. Whatever Jesus says to you, do it. Come on. His mom knew something, man. That's a word of the Lord for you. Whatever Jesus says to you, do it. And there were there, okay, this is where it gets revelatory. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Okay, there was set there 6 water pots of stone. 6 is the number of men. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and on the 6th day, he created man. In the book of Revelation, 666, it's the number of a beast, but it's the number of a man. 6 is the number of man. And okay, there was 6 stone water pots. Since 6 is symbolically the number of man, a stone is symbolic of revelation. Remember what Jesus said to Peter? Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven, surely I say to you that, oh man, help me, Lord. Upon this rock I will build my church, upon this revelation of him being the Christ. Remember, the Father revealed to Peter that Jesus was the Christ. And Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. It wasn't building it upon Peter. He was building it upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. The church is built up. You want to get built up in the Spirit? Well, get a revelation of Jesus. Christ formed in you and Christ around you. Christ is your armor. Christ is your wisdom. The mind of Christ. He's your, like, man, it's all about him. So, how do you kill a giant? You release revelation. David released the stone and he took out Goliath. Hit him right in the head. That's where the enemy hits you, right in your thought patterns. You take out those demons with the cornerstone himself, revelation of him that he reveals to you by his Spirit. You can kill giants with revelation of Christ. Anyways, Holy Spirit, Shabbat. They were set there 6 water pots of stone. A water pot, something that carries water. Well, how much water do you carry? It's number of man, 6, symbolically, 6 water pots of stone. Listen, these were water pots of stone. The washing of the water of the Word, right? Are you full of the washing of the water of the Word? Have you meditated on this book day and night, but there's still something missing? There was 6 water pots of stone. They had revelation. They were full. But there's just one thing missing. They weren't being poured out. They were sitting there. So look what happens. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Purifying. So it's the washing, the water of the Word. So we can be full of the Word. We can listen to sermons. We can read the Bible day and night. I told you, I think I said in this video, I don't know if I did or not, that I went through the entire New Testament like 3.5 times and I was bored. It was just when God revealed this to me that, oh my gosh, it's a relational book. When my heart is burning for Jesus, it's like it just opens the heavens and he just speaks to me freely. And this is what he revealed to me. This is what Jesus said. Verse 7. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. Oh yeah, okay, so they were empty. So then they get filled. Fill the water pots with water, and they fill them up to the brim. So if you're empty, the first thing you need to do is get filled. Get filled with the Word of God. Just meditate on the Bible day and night. Meditate on Jesus himself day and night. Meditate on the scriptures. Meditate on things above, not on things on the earth, and you will get filled up to the brim. And verse 8, and he saith unto them, draw out now and bear it to the governor of the feast. Remember, this was about wine. This was about more than just water. This was about potent water. Water that is potent. I don't know the word for it right now. Let's just see what happens here. Draw it out now and bear it to the governor of the feast. And they bear it. See, that takes faith. Remember, they were servants. Servants can hear better than Because they're always listening, waiting for to hear an order or waiting to hear what their master wants or whatever. A servant is someone who has their ear open at all times. So they can serve. The greatest of all is the servant of all. The kingly anointing is to lay your life down to build others up. Jesus laid down his life to bring us all up into the heavenly places in him. David nearly laid down his life. He risked his life to kill a lion and a bear at the risk of a sheep, a beast. How much have we ever risked our lives, laid our lives on the line for the beast nature, Christians, or, you know, our family? Hallelujah. Kingly anointing is to lay your life down and to bring theirs up. Push them up into heavenly places in Christ through your prayers, intercessions, and your lifestyle demonstration. Let's keep reading. So this took faith. They had to draw it out, this water, and believe that it's going to turn into wine as they bring it to the governors. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, look at this. But the servants knew. But the servants which drew the water knew. Oh, it's so good to be a servant of God. You get to know all the secrets of God. Yeah, of course, the governors, they'll get the overflow of your relationship with God. That's what people get. They get the overflow of your relationship with God. You get to hear the secrets of God when you do what he says. Those are great keys right there. Listen for him. Do what he says. Promotion. Listen for him. Hear his voice. Obey his voice. Promotion. Listen. Do. Promotion. Listen. Do. Promotion. Don't you just love his voice? I love the voice of God. I used to ask him, God, just speak to me anything. A rebuke. Please, just speak anything to my heart, because I love your voice. I value your voice more than all the other voices in the world, because your voice is life. And it just feels good to hear God just speak right through you. His words are life and spirit. I love the voice of God. Anyways, they had some secrets that the governor did not even know about. The governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when the men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But you have kept the good wine until now. Okay, look at this. This is where my heart exploded. It's like, God, there's all these Pharisees around me. They want to debate me. They want to quote scriptures. They want to, where's the life? God, where's the hope? And this is what he said right here. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. He manifested forth his glory. How? By filling those water pots full of the word of God, symbolically water, the washing of the water of the word. And they turned into wine, and he outpoured them to the world, the governors of the feast. They may not have understood where the wine came from, but they knew that this is different from the world. This is different. This is the good wine. They don't know where it came from yet, but they knew there was something different about this wine. And it came for those who were filled with the Word of God. They may not have understood the ways of God yet, but once they were poured out, once they were spilled over, once they were released, it's going to bring Jesus glory. God can use the Pharisees of Pharisees. God used Paul, who was the Pharisee of Pharisees, to flip the world upside down. God's going to do that again. He's a first fruits of those that are coming in these last days. There's going to be thousands of Pauls walking on the earth. We're going to just manifest his glory. all the Pharisees, all the scholars who think they know everything, they memorize the Bible, when the Holy Spirit touches them, they're just going to be like, oh my gosh, it's about the tree of life, not the knowledge of good and evil. And they're going to start releasing, and just releasing those rivers of living water that's going to turn into wine and just hit those governors of the feast, people in high places of rulership over the earth. They're going to be drinking in the wine of the Holy Ghost. The words will have spirit and life, and then this scripture will be fulfilled. In the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. How's he going to pour out his spirit on all flesh? He's going to do it from the heavens above and from his body on the earth. The body of Christ, who's seated with Christ in heavenly places. Their bodies are on the earth, but their spirits are in him in heavenly places, and they're manifesting that heavenly place onto the earth. So if you think that, wow, I've just spent hours, 3 weeks in a, I mean, three and a half times in a week, it's not going to waste. Even if we're all getting delivered from this religious Phariseeism, I know I am. You know, but listen, God will use whatever you yield to him. He'll use that area in your life. So be encouraged. There may be people around you condemning you with scriptures. Be encouraged. Just look at them and say, that's going to be a Paul. You're going to be a Paul. You're going to manifest the glory of God. You're going to bring lots of glory to Jesus by being, he's going to pour his spirit through you. You don't have to condemn them, you're just going to prophesy over them. That really encouraged me. Thank you. This beginning of miracles Jesus did to manifest, show forth his glory. You know, the first shall be last. Like this first begin, this is Jesus' first miracle. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. It's going to bring so much faith. The atmosphere of heaven being poured out through all these people who memorize the Bible. Hallelujah, man. Oh, aren't you excited for it? So, yeah, there's some homework for you. Devour the Word of God. But listen, if you want to do it in a really fun way, let your heart burn for him. When your heart burns for him, he'll open your understanding of the scriptures. You can do it religiously and just like say, oh, I'm going to go through the entire New Testament. If Chris did it 3.5 times, I'm going to do it 5 times this week. Go ahead. I'm sure God will still use it in the future. Why not? But I would rather have my heart burn for him now so that I can have spiritual understanding in my heart. It'll just like be the tree of life inside of me, just bringing life to me. I love the words of God. I love the scriptures. I love him more because he brings the scriptures alive. You know, the letter kills, but the spirit gives life to those letters, you know. I love the word of God. I love Jesus. You know, so be encouraged that, yeah. If you, whenever you see someone who's just full of the word of God, but they're just like, not using it accurately, just decree over them, you're going to manifest the glory of God. Jesus is going to show forth his glory through you because you're full of the word of God. When you get poured out, when he pours himself out through you, it's going to bring faith so that people can taste and see God. They're going to taste the wine of the Holy Spirit and they're going to see God. They might not know where it came from, but they'll know it's God. They might not understand, but the understanding will come later as they pursue him. And why would you want to pursue anything less than God, the giver of life, creator of Eden, which means pleasure, paradise, the one who put breath in our lungs, the one who clothed us, the one who, you know, in the glory. Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus. I feel really encouraged right now. Thank you, Lord. God, I just thank you for everyone who's pressed play on the video or is listening to the audio. Whatever measure, I pray for such an intense hunger for the Word of God right now that they will just devour the Word of God, the Scriptures, But most of all, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the living God. Every word that proceeds from God. Every word that proceeds from you, which is spirit and life. That they would hunger for your spirit, God. They would hunger for your voice. They would hunger for communion. They would hunger, Shaka. Wow. More of you, God. All of you and none of me. All of you and none of me. Wash it all away, God. Wash everything away. That is the fallen nature. Wash it away. And fill us with Christ's nature. Fill us with the image of God so that it can manifest out through your entire body. Destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. That's where we are right now. In reality, we're in Christ in the heavenly places. We sit here. We relax in the presence of God. We can be still and know that He is God. We can be still. Sometimes the greatest warfare is when your mind's just, God, where are you? God, help, God, help. I know this, man. From experience, it's just, Jesus. I just love you, God. I thank you for today. I thank you for that you're near me. I'm in you and you're in me. If I draw near to you in my heart, you'll draw through my heart. And I just give you all of my life. I surrender everything in my life. It's not even my life anymore. It's your life. So have your way with my life. Because it's your life. And I enjoy your life, God. Which it's no longer me living anymore, but Christ living in me. The life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Because you love me, you gave yourself for me. It's personal. Thank you that you're going to pour your spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Okay, well, that's it for this video. I'm really encouraged. I'm glad I made this video. Yeah, I feel a lot saucier than when I pressed play or pressed record the first time. Maybe we'll just sit here and talk about how good God is. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, well, Happy New Year. Another brand new year to manifest the glory of God. Hallelujah. Jesus is still King. We're still saved. Still saved. I remember, man, just kneeling on my knees and thanking God just for saving me. If you could pick 10 things to thank God for, I guarantee the presence of God will come through your heart. God, I thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. Thank you for saving me. God, I thank you for taking me to a new level, closer to you and farther away from death. God, I thank you for eternal life, that you have chosen me to be with you, that you will never leave me or forsake me. I thank you that nothing on earth or in hell can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Thank you, God. I may not understand everything, but as long as my heart burns for you, understanding will come to the measure that you desire it to come. God, I just grab your pant leg. Don't go further unless you're bringing me with you. I just want to throw handcuffs onto your ankle with my heart. Wherever you walk, my heart goes with you, God. Thank you, Lord, for life. I get emotional. Oh, Shabbat. Oh. Yeah, I wish everyone, even if they didn't press play, they just kind of glanced at the thumbnail, that you just whack them today, God. Whack them with a wave, tidal wave of glory from the river of life and the manifest presence of God. And if someone has a problem with anything I said today, God, just tip them over and pour out some living water. And turn it into some wine, Lord. Turn it into the wine of the Holy Ghost flowing through their being, God. It's not what we do, it's what you've done and you're doing through us, God. We are just the body. We yield to the head. Hallelujah. Because the body without a head is dead. So, yeah. Hallelujah. We just obey everything that you say. Like the words of Jesus' mom on the earth, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. So we got to be listening like little servants. Hallelujah. Yeah, do what you want, God. Well, stay blessed in the gospel. The gospel is the good news that of Jesus, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's your armor. He's your salvation. He's your understanding. He's your lover. He's everything. He's all and in all. He's all we need. I used to sit in my room when I became a brand new believer, and I would say to God, I said, God, I don't need anything but you. Just give me my Bible and my guitar to sing songs to you, and I'm fully satisfied. That's all I need. The Bible so I can read about you and have experiences and jump through those portals of the Word of God. No one comes in but through the gate, right? Jesus said, I'm the gate. I'm the gate of the shepherd or the sheep, whatever. Hallelujah. I just want to jump through the words right into your arms. And I love to sing worship songs to you, Jesus. And a chair would be nice too. But if there's no chairs around, I'm sure I can find a rock somewhere. Hallelujah. Wow. I hope you guys feel that sauce. Butter. Butter and honey. I love the sweetness of God. I think God rebuked in the Psalms. I don't know if it's like Psalm 80 or something like that. I can't even remember. If you would have opened your mouth, I would have filled it with honey from the rock. He was rebuking them. Open your mouth by faith. Step out by faith. Open your mouth. And just speak. Speak the word of God over your life. Speak the word of God over your circumstances. When Jesus was fighting in the wilderness with the demon, he just spoke the word of God. He quoted the scriptures, but it was by the Spirit. I mean, because Satan quoted the scriptures too. It was by the wrong spirit. So, yeah. Dig your heels into the Word of God and just walk on the water with Him. All right. Stay blessed. Stay blessed. And, yeah, throw a quick prayer for me, and my voice will get strong. Because I like to yell and stuff when I make videos. Hallelujah.